This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we're streaming live right now. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women, as always, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus fight all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button, and there's a chat room right there. Boom! Get in the chat room and start talking to us. There's a whole bunch of people that have been talking to us all night long, including, good morning, Christine. Good morning, Brookster. Good morning, JW. Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Dee Dee. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Ron, good morning, Ed, good morning, Jason, and hello to Sam the Paperman and Richard the Marine. All right, now let's get on over here and bring in Ron Edwards. That's Ron Edwards, that's for Flip, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I know I'm having a great day. Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And let's not forget that. Well, first of all, Ron, yesterday they had the viewing of George Floyd over in Houston in the church. Today, I believe they're going to have the funeral. They had several thousand people there yesterday, and they'll have the same amount of people there today, if not more. Definitely, it's a sad occurrence, but what really bothers me is when they got the reporters who show no compassion at all, they go running up there and jam microphones in front of family members. Why in the hell do they do that?
Well, they think in their own adult brains that they're trying to get information, they want to get statements, and things of that nature, and they have no decorum. They can't understand the difference between going after a story at an appropriate time and interfering in a memorial service, especially something as tragic as this situation and all of that. But, they are what they are, and they just pushy little people that just want to get their story and at all costs. But you brought up the city of Houston, Captain. I just got to say something. I was embarrassed as an American when I saw the picture of a good number of white people bowing and kneeling and giving penance for the sins of white America.
Do you understand where that got started? Do you really understand where that got started back in World War II? It was the Germans making the Nazi Germans making the Jews bow to them.
Yeah.
That's where that started. So think about that, people, the next time you go bowing to somebody.
Mentality.
Yeah.
The mentality of people. And see, that's not going to, I just want to tell my white American friends, please don't do that stuff. I mean, you're making our country look stupid, you're making yourself look weak, and that has nothing to do with healing our nation. Those people are having, it's not about healing, it's about domination.
Well, they tried in Atlanta to get a Georgia state trooper to do that, and he says, I don't bow to anybody.
But God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, these people don't care about our country. They don't care about resolving real issues. They want to dominate. They want to be part of what changes or fundamentally transforms this Republican to basically a hellhole.
It's what Democrat socialists are up to. That's what they're all about. And they're more communists than they are anything. But anyway, let's move on here. When the Dems yell defund police, which they seem to be doing in unison, in reality, it's not going to go the way the Democrats think. It does not work that way.
Well, they don't care if it works that way or not. It's about destruction. It's about tearing down the fabric of our society. If they defund the police and all hell breaks out, they don't care.
They can't defund the police. There's too many internal contracts within the police unions and different suppliers and this, that, and the other. They can't do it.
I understand that, but I'm talking about their mindset, their goals.
Okay.
The destruction they want. These people hate this country. They hate our constitution, a limited form of government. They want to change it or transform it into a hellhole, and that's part of how you would do it in their addled brains, by breaking down the local police force. Because, look, they have grandiose designs of a federalized, a national police force. They want to, many of those of that ilk want to replace our local police officers with a national police force.
Well, George Soros was a part of that, remember, in Austria.
Yep. And so we've got to, we really have to, and we've said it ever since Hector was a pup, Captain, we've got to change our government school system that keeps producing these idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the root of it.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden opposed the push to defund the police, and nobody said much of anything to him. Meanwhile, the Minneapolis mayor, and we'll have to talk about when we come back, he did the same thing. And, folks, wait till you hear what happened to him. I'll guarantee you, he won't get reelected the next time around. Then again, he shouldn't have been elected to begin with. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. America the Beautiful is now wearing the stars of stupidity and lunacy. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, my dad told me long ago that the government is a reflection of the people. As usual, Dad was right again. As we observe the destruction of a great American city downtowns and neighborhoods because people that never met police brutality victim George Floyd use that as an excuse to turn Cleveland's Euclid Avenue and much of Los Angeles and countless other cities into varying degrees of rubble. It is both stupidity and lunacy that fueled the flames of those horrendous nights of looting, burning businesses, and I guess in memory of Mr. Floyd, beating up old ladies and ganging up on men walking alone and beating them to a pulp. In Philadelphia, police officers, a symbol of authority, were forced by a tribalistic mob of cretins to take a knee. Many mayors and some governors only sought to show allegiance to the cause of those who destroyed our cities and murdered people while showing no regard for the law-abiding people who are still dealing with the results of utter stupidity and lunacy. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, is on the telephone right now. And good morning again, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep, and that was for Flip. We got to say good morning to Flip, too, because he's
and
over
Flip,
there.
Of course.
Yep, he's doing a backwards backflip right now. Okay, listen, I promised you a little excitement here, so here it comes. Tell me if you know who this is.
Another thing that we need to see, I think this is something that we saw you know, we saw it in Ferguson especially, but we've seen it across the country. The militarization of our police is enabled by the federal government. And I want everyone to draw a direct line between our police budget and our defense budget here in the United States of America, because we would not be giving local police departments who are undertrained a tank if we didn't give the military too much money to have extra damn tanks lying around to begin with.
First of all, she's lost her mind. That wasn't a tank. They don't have tanks. Thank you. They might have something close to it, but it's not a tank. It might be an armored personnel carrier with wheels instead of a track. But here's the thing. You know, these SWAT vehicles that they have, these attack vehicles and assault vehicles,
yeah,
is because if you've never been in a situation where you've been shot at or been blown up or had somebody try to set fire to you, then you don't have any idea understanding why you have to have that thing to begin with. Every time somebody barricades themselves in a house, or somebody goes outside the street loaded to the hilt wearing body armor with automatic weapons and shoots up the cops that are there like they did in L.A. a few years ago when they robbed that bank,
the only
thing that's going to stop them is something that they can't shoot through, and it's not a police car. It's an armored vehicle.
Yeah, that Omar female is a fool amongst many. In fact, in my opinion, the police need more of those armored vehicles.
They do, especially with what's going on. You bet. By the way, Ron, 700 police officers have been injured or killed. 700 since the beginning of all this. Think about that. Never mind these protesters. Think about that, the thin blue line. I stand up for and I support my brothers in law enforcement, being a firefighter for 25 years, and I'm telling you something. I respect what they do. They know what I did. I know what they did, and there's no tougher profession.
Well, I have much respect and high regard for the thin blue line, and the firefighters, and the hell that they have to go through dealing with the minions of these inner cities. I have spent overnight on cruises with police officers and seen up close what they have to deal with. And I have much respect for their patience. My God, they're among the most patient people on the planet.
Yep.
And this is...
By the way, that's training that does that.
Yeah.
See, police and fire and EMS are constantly trained all the time. It's constant training.
Yeah, and I think they don't go hard enough. See, a lot of other people think, oh, if they take a softer approach and make nice, I mean, what are they going to do, bring cookies and milk and coffee or tea? And think that everyone is going to just settle down and we're going to play tiddlywinks?
Well, there was one of these people that said, let's see, they said, well, you know, when you have mental illness and you send the police, you don't send them to someone that's mentally ill with a gun. Excuse me? That's usually when the police get ambushed.
Yep, absolutely. So you take care of business, and then you sort out if they're cracked up in the head or not later on.
Mm-hmm.
But when the problem is going on at hand, you deal with it. You put the dogs down and you'll arrest them or whatever you have to do to save your life and to save property and to save other people.
That's what it's
about.
And
you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, man. They don't go hard enough. You have to put the fear of God in these thugs and in these criminals, mm-hmm. not the other way around. They have been for 30 years. I told people 30 years ago, the only thing they want to do is take away the fear of the police from the criminal element.
But wait a minute. You're only 29.
Absolutely. I was, yeah, absolutely. Pre-birth.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's keep going here because there's a lot of things going on. New York City just started to reopen as their coronavirus infection rates hit a new low. But let me just point something out to you.
Uh-huh.
It's been what, about 10 days or so since the beginning of all this?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes or no?
No. Say that again.
It's been about 10 days since the beginning of this rioting and all that. Right? Trust me, it's been about 10 days, all right?
Yeah, because
it started the last of May. Okay, now, here we go. Use that number, and we were told, well, they're all going to be sick in the streets, and they're going to be a spike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, have we seen a spike?
Not that I'm aware of. And we knew there wouldn't be a spike.
That's right.
There can't be a spike. You're walking around in that hot sunshine. That stuff is going to die off anyway. And we always knew that. We talked about that.
I know. And I've been talking about it since the beginning.
And here's the thing. They still want to have restrictions on gatherings.
Yep.
And things of that nature. But, oh, wait a minute. It's more important for them to be able to walk around and destroy cities on behalf of George Floyd. That's okay if they're close together. But you can't go close together to a baseball game, and you better not go to church. Oh, no.
Many places you still can't have more than 10, in some states, more than 10 or even 50 people in a church.
Well, you know what? Everyone better go to church.
Unless they're outside.
You better go to church anyway. Open your churches up and do what you know you should be doing, ladies and gentlemen who love the Lord. Go to church and, you know, push back. You just can't allow yourselves to continue to be pushed around. And then they have special permission if you want to burn the cities down. That's okay. And they want to demand to reopen the Lafayette mm-hmm. Park.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So they can finish the job on trying to burn that historic church down?
Well, yeah, but here's the deal about Lafayette Park, and we just talked about that just a few minutes ago with Chris Markowski. The thing about Lafayette Park is that, number one, the church is being repaired, and the little bathrooms that were there with the office, that's being repaired. And in order to do that, you got a lot of equipment running back and forth in there. So they've shut it down for 6, 7, or 8 days, whatever it is, to fix that up, get it taken care of, then they'll open it up again. But until then, too bad.
Yeah. And if they're still standing around in great numbers like that, I wouldn't reopen it up then, unless the president wants to take a stroll.
No, that's asking for trouble there when they're that close to the White House. Because they would, had they been able to, and had the Secret Service not done what they did, and had the backup that they did, they would have been over the wall into the White House. You know that.
I know. That was their goal. And you got to push these people back. You got to be stronger than the thug element. That's just the bottom line. You cannot play tiddlywinks with them and think, oh, because we're making nice, suddenly there's going to be no crime or anything like that. Now, did you see those videos with, I felt so bad, these minority business owners?
I did.
This one lady, she said, you talk about Black Lives Matter.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Look what you've done to me.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't care. They don't care.
Oh, no, because that's not what it's about. They just have these slogans to fool people, and they just want to rip this country apart and tear it down.
Now, I'm going to run out of time, so I'm going to say this real fast.
Sure.
In about 2 weeks, or certainly around the 1st of July, the president will be out on the road again with the Make America Great rallies. Yeah, buddy.
And I want to go.
Well, he'll be coming to Tampa. I know that's one of the stops. Don't know when, but he's coming. All right, we'll talk to you Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be back with him on Thursday. And coming up, we've got the fiery redhead known as Brooke Emery of Brooke Talks America. And she's going to come on and just blast away any airwaves. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words "Defund the Police," which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be very, very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, brought to you by my friends over at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. And you know, while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on an inventory buying spree so you don't have to settle for what's sitting in the lot. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has vehicles for just about everybody's budget. And before you buy that Nissan or Acura somewhere else, see Moss, because they're going to have the vehicle that you might want to have that the other guys don't. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, Moss Nissan Crystal River just received the prestigious Award of Excellence from Nissan. Great job, guys! And searching for a new or improved service experience? Let me tell you, Moss service departments handle all makes and all models. And Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of You Serve, You Save, which now applies to pastors, faith workers, vets, first responders, active duty military, where you'll get a 20% discount off the service on your vehicle. Now, if you tell them the captain sent you and you're going to see a car, guess what? That's another $500 off the vehicle. So, locations in Newport Richie, Crystal River, and now two at 11001 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. MossAcura.com, the website, MossNissan.com, the website. Tell them the captain sent you and save yourself another $500 off the purchase of a vehicle. All right, here she is, the Reddit extravaganza, Brooke Talks America.
Good morning.
It is all of that. Now, listen, before I get you all wrapped up on something different here, here's 30 seconds of our favorite speaker.
We cannot settle for anything less than transformative structural change, which is why the Justice in Policing Act will remove barriers to prosecuting police misconduct and covering damages by addressing the qualified immunity doctrine. It will demilitarize the police by limiting the transfer of military weaponry to state and local police departments. It will combat police brutality by requiring body and dashboard cameras, banning chokeholds, no-knock warrants in drug cases, and end racial profiling.
Now, I don't know if she was out of breath there because she was trying to get up and down off the floor or what, but I want to say before we say that Jerry Nadler couldn't even get on his knees.
You know why? Because Oompa Doompa Doompity Doo, he's a little troll in Willy Wonka's little army, okay, except he needs to stay away from the chocolate. Because I don't want him near the chocolate.
He needed a tin hat.
But not only that. See, I always look at something and I say, what's going on behind the scenes? First of all, okay, that was the most ridiculous thing. It must have been choreographed by someone who makes music videos. It was pathetic. But there's no way, particularly that a bunch of white liberals, Democrats, are going around with the kente cloth, which is ridiculous, but they can't, that's a ploy. They must believe that they're losing the black vote. That's why they're going around in the traditional African garb or the kente cloth. People have to be watching that and thinking that's the most pathetic display of pandering they've ever seen. It should be offensive, seriously. And if anybody hadn't seen it, then they need to go watch it and share with your friends because it's ridiculous.
It was disrespectful because that's supposed to be worn for religious ceremonies, and that wasn't one of them. That was political.
Yeah, but how is that not cultural appropriation? That was blackface.
Mm-hmm.
That was textile blackface. Okay?
You're right.
What that was. It was ridiculous and it was offensive. Or it should be, you know. I think that proves that they are scared, honestly. A number came out that Trump was supposedly winning 40% of the black vote. You know, I go rant. So let's talk about Fry though.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another thing, that guy is the most beta male, I swear. Really, he wears a dress in the side, I'm sure. But here's the thing. You know, they, and I heard, you know, the segment was wrong where you were playing the audio clips of the, you know, the Mensa candidate.
AOC.
The genius.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a genius. Oh, yeah. She, and Fry left the precinct. Mm-hmm. Just think about this for a second. Okay. Because I've never heard one single person mention this. What happens when you have a precinct? Okay, every woman needs to hear this and share it with every other woman. What happens when you burn up a precinct? Because supposedly that was planned. Okay, you know, everybody has a conspiracy theory that it was planned to abandon the precinct, which set the stage for the rest of the craziness throughout the country. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe this whole entire thing was planned, including the pandemic, and letting 60,000 criminals around the country is basically letting the spawn of Satan Democrat children around the country chaos. But think about this. How many rape kits were in the evidence room?
There's no telling.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How many rape kits will never be able to be processed because they were destroyed? How does that help women? How does that help Democrat women? How does that help black Democrat women in Minneapolis or anywhere else for that matter? These people are truly insane, and in my opinion, they are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many children have been sexually assaulted, or women for that matter, but children? The evidence was in that room.
Yeah.
It can't be tested. There's no more evidence. So that child rapist or killer is now can't be prosecuted because the evidence isn't there, because of tangible evidence. How many trials will not be able to be done or will be postponed indefinitely? They don't think this is all a goal and a plan. Mm-hmm. It's a strategy. That's their goal in the long term.
Right.
So every, you know, if people can't see that, then I don't know what to say.
Let's take a caller here. Okay, is this Ian?
Yeah, I got three quick points.
Make it quick.
Number one, mm-hmm. everything she's saying is right. The most loyal constituency is black, so they're trying to gin up the black vote, okay, because they're running scared. Number two, they miscalculated because they pulled the trigger way too early. This is the October surprise, except they deployed it in late May, early June.
Right.
They miscalculated big time. They pulled the trigger too early. Number three, they're trying to break the police unions because of the pensions.
Right.
And they're trying to break the unions. They don't want to pay the police their pension because they're in trouble financially.
You're right.
Because all these riots are in blue states with blue governors and blue mayors that have controlled these cities for 50 years.
All right.
They're the ones that are behind this.
Okay. Thank you. And he's right. He's absolutely right. And I know about the pensions because a lot of these guys are able to take lump sums. And if you've got $500,000 sitting there and you take $500,000 lump sum settlement, what's that going to do to this balance of the city bank account?
Yeah, and not only that, you know, this, I love the point that he said about shooting too early, because I think they have gone so insane that they don't even, they have a strategy.
You're right.
In a sense, but it's not really a good strategy because they're so discombobulated. But here's the thing, you know, people were saying that one of the October surprise ideas is that Keith Ellison is that they put Keith Ellison out of it, that they lose the case in October and then start rioting. Two things.
Yeah.
Trump is already the president, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Trump should tweet out, you know, if this continues, we're going to have to suspend the election. Watch this stuff doesn't stop right away. Second, Keith Ellison is black, okay? The mayor, the governor, and the mayor of Minnesota are Democrats.
Yeah.
No, they're Democrats, and he is black. So if they have a good calm strategy, and Trump would be the only one, because the Republicans, I don't know where the hell they are, how can you have a black prosecutor that doesn't win the case? You have to blame it on him then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not, they weren't thinking then. If you really want to do that as an October surprise, you don't have a black prosecutor who's a racist, but total racist, by the way.
Right.
Keith Ellison is a psycho. He also beat up his girlfriend, which nobody's talking about.
I know.
I
remember the charges.
They're not really thinking. But they don't, you know, they have so much money behind, the Democrats have so much money behind them that they don't even need to, because they're still going to get a bunch of people out there that can do stuff. And they're, you know, the cement, you saw the cement in the ice cream containers?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
They have them at some of the sites. Yeah, I mean, this is dangerous, right? So you said 700.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to throw this out there. The president said in about 2 weeks, I'd say probably the 1st of July, he's going to be back out on the road with the Make America Great Again rallies.
I heard that. So here's the thing. You know what? Two things we're not going to be talking about now. We're not going to be talking about coronavirus. We're not going to be talking about riots. And we're not going to be talking about George Floyd, because the media is going to go insane about that.
All right. Got to let you go. And I got to tell everybody how to hear you. They're going to hear Brooke Sedge come Saturday night on Brooke Talks America, 7 o'clock. And you have yourself a great day, my kiddo.
God bless the truth. Amen.
All righty. That's everybody. Brooke says, Brooke Talks America is the name of the program, Saturday nights, 7 p.m. By the way, she also writes a whole bunch of articles over there. Brooke Talks America is a website. Go over there and check it out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast. I'm sorry, John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, Louisiana, gets me every time when that thing comes through there. Alrighty, today, the Beach and Boating Forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Here we go. It's going to be a little bit of scattered weather there, some partly cloudy skies, maybe a thunderstorm here, there, and everywhere. Winds are going to start out of the south and then be out of the southwest at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a light to moderate chop out there with the seas 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature right now stands at 82 degrees. The high tide came at 4:08 a.m. and low tide is coming here right about lunchtime, 11:38. So there you go. And keep in mind that the Beach and Boating Forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And, you know, we've all been advised, of course, to keep our distance, the social distancing. And social distancing can best be accomplished out on the water. You know why? Because you're not going to be on top of each other unless you're in the boat. But consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D. Have a great time on the water with your friends and your family, too, and sun sanitize. So, tell you what you can do. You can check out the Freedom Boat Club by going to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And while you're there, consider becoming a member. You know why? Membership has its advantages. And one of the advantages that membership has
is the fact that you get reciprocity at 213 locations across the country. You join here, you can go anywhere in the system. So, the number to call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, let me see here. We're going to go with 60 seconds of Todd. Go ahead, Todd. I can't wait to hear what you got to say today.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Franklin Graham, I'm looking for you to go to all 50 states. I went to Tallahassee and prayed at the Capitals there. North Carolina, we don't want the RNC over there. Cooper's an idiot. I want to say something to the American people who have a Democrat governor. You're stupid. Okay, you're stupid for voting for a Democrat. You're an idiot, okay? And if I was a football coach, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. I won six games sending Denver. Then Tim Tebow won six games in a row, and he should be starting. Talk about Kaepernick. Tim Tebow won six games in a row. Talk about discrimination. That kid should be playing, won a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. Two of them. Don't get me started on that. We're talking about policy. I got a higher calling right here. I got 320 million Americans who I'm waiting for, who families are suffering because you got Whitmore, no more. You got idiots all over in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, states that Donald carried, and you idiots voted for a Democrat. You got what you deserve. Now I hope you stand up for yourself and stand up for your kids and stand up for your country and make sure you vote Republican. Every Democrat who, the Chinese Basketball Association, I don't want them here. I don't need them here. Forget about it. You guys are making millions of dollars and you're trying to tell us that we should vote for a sicko like Joe Biden who can't run a lemonade stand, or Oprah Winfrey's got $2 billion and she's gonna tell it? No. No, should just take that to stick that where the sun don't shine, okay? The American people stand with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has already turned the economy around because of these red state governors, and thank God, and we're going to church, we're worshiping Jesus Christ, the God of America, and we're paying our tithes and offerings, and we're going to work with the 63 million Americans, and we need to have this RNC in Tampa. Forget about the Super Bowl. I don't care about the Super Bowl. I care about having the RNC here in Tampa. Let's get to work,
Todd. All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Thank you very much, and of course, Todd can really get wound up, and I think he got about half the audience wound up. All right, now, Brooke was talking about something with me, Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and here's what she was talking about. Listen to this little flame.
I will never stop saying, not only do we need to disinvest from police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Is rotten to the root. And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer and we allow for something beautiful to rise. And that reimagining allows us to figure out what public safety looks like for us.
Wow. That is Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've got an affiliate up there. And, George, you're sitting up there in the middle of that. You're in charge, George. You're getting that woman out of Congress. I don't care how you do it, but that woman is a disgrace to your great state of Minnesota. Ilhan Omar never should have been elected to begin with. Number one, she might not even be here herself legally, and might have violated immigration code by marrying her brother to get him into the country. So far, nothing's been done. I don't know if anything's going to be done because, you know, you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with. But here's the deal. You people in Minnesota, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. You've elected some clowns up there. One of them is that mayor in Minneapolis. What a jerk. You see what happened to him yesterday? I thought they were going to beat him up. I thought the crowd was going to beat him up. It's what it looked like when he walked away with his tail between his legs. And then you got Ilhan Omar. What's she done for you up there? Nothing. How about Tlaib? What's she done for you folks in Michigan? Nothing. Presley? Nothing. There's others. But these people... these people, you elect them, and you're supposed to be electing people to do the work of we the people. You're not supposed to be sitting there and waiting to see whether or not something's going to be done, because they say, well, am I going to do this, this, and this? I'm going to give you guaranteed income. I'm going to give you a free health. I'm going to give you a free job, whatever. Okay? Did you get it? No. So vote them the hell out of office and put somebody in there that can get the job done. It's just that simple. And don't take my word for it. How's your tax structure up there in Minnesota? Well, I know. I already know. I've had people tell me. Okay. And how about California? Why would anybody in their right mind live in California, for God's sake, when the gasoline tax is over a dollar a gallon? That's for openers. Holy smokes. New York, same thing with you. Property taxes in New York. I had an acre and a quarter of land. I paid $6,000 in property taxes. Tell me that was fair. With a house on it, of course. But tell me that was fair. And, of course, a lot of people are moving. A lot of people are moving. They're getting out of there. They're going to the Sun Belt. You know, maybe they're going out west in the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. But they're bringing their voting habits with them, and this is the problem. The reason you got into the problem you got into, ladies and gentlemen, up there in those blue states, is because you were voting blue, and look what you got. Nothing. We do things a little bit differently down here, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people move down here. Just think about that. And speaking of moving, how about checking out Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, because they'll move around for you. They'll come and offer some installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs with their blinds and their shutters. You know, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA. And they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they do a great job. Great job. Best ones I've ever seen at what they do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. Kevin will be behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, Thursday this week, I'll be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for lunch. Can't wait for that. Going to go down there, be down there with all our friends that we got down there that will come visit us. You're welcome to come over there, too, to Mixon's Groveside Cafe for lunch. We'll be there from noon to 1:30. Stop on by. We got a nice table we set up down there, right there in the cafe, and they take real good care of us. And the food's really good, too. And get a really nice lunch there. So think about that one. And, of course, today, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters with the gang over there. Come on by, stop by, see us, say howdy, howdy. All right, that's it for today. We had a lot of fun last night, a lot of people getting involved, and everybody in the chat room, howdy, howdy to you guys, and hasta la vista, and have a great day, and to everybody out there, please be safe, please be careful. Remember, it's all about America on this program. We are Americans first. God bless America. Stay safe. See you tonight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.